From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Ted Remsteiner reports for Columbia Green Media that during a heightened mental health crisis, the Greene County Mental Health Center in Cairo is not taking new patient appointments because of staffing shortages. Greene County Mental Health Center Director Jason Friedenberg on July 6 said, and I quote, "Currently the demand for our services is really quite high. We're very much struggling with staffing shortages. It's hitting us very hard. I know it's hitting businesses all over the place. The mental health community across the state is struggling with it as well. We have a number of vacancies and very few applicants. So we're at a point where we're really having a hard time keeping up with the demand that's coming in," end quote. Friedenberg's office said it's still complying with the state law. He told the Greene County Legislature, and I quote, "We are still required and are able to see all people that are discharged from the hospital. By regulation, anyone that's being discharged from a psychiatric unit, we need to see within 5 business days. We will continue to see those folks," end quote. But members of the public who call for help are being sent elsewhere. The Greene County Mental Health Center has hired 2 new staffers that come on in September, but no other solution to the staffing shortage was reported. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Del Rey reports in the Times Union, Governor Kathy Hochul says there has been a surge in patients visiting New York for abortion services since the Supreme Court allowed states to ban those procedures, and New York taxpayers will spend $25 million to expand staffing at abortion clinics in the state. Previously, Hochul signed 6 new bills with additional protections for abortion patients and providers, some specifically aimed at those coming from out of state. Hochul claims many women are coming from Ohio and Pennsylvania for abortion services in New York. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports at New York State of Politics that in her State of the State address in January, Governor Kathy Hochul promised to fully staff the state parole board. But it is now July, and the board still has just 15 of 19 members, the same as before the pandemic began. The governor appointed 1 new parole commissioner who the state Senate confirmed, Darrell Towns. But member Eric Berliner's term expired June 18th, so there are, again, 4 vacancies on the board. Former parole board commissioner Carol Shapiro said, and I quote, "Frankly, I think a fully staffed parole board, I don't even know what that looks like because I didn't experience it, would make a big difference in morale with parole board members, but also more efficient for people coming before the board," end quote. Hochul and the legislature did allocate $7.5 million to fully staff the board in the latest state budget, but still have 4 empty seats. Jim Urso, Hochul's deputy director of communications, said, and I quote, "We are actively reviewing candidates to be nominated to fill the 4 additional seats on the parole board, increasing the board's capacity to hear cases," end quote. The story says without all the seats filled, fewer people in prison get parole hearings. Tiana Taylor, co-director of policy and communications with the Release Aging People in Prison campaign, said, and I quote, "When they don't have the time to really dig in, it can lead to needless denials of parolees, and it can leave folks languishing behind bars for at least another 2 years," end quote. And the Fair and Timely Parole and Elder Parole Bills to reform the state's parole system did not make it out of the legislative committee this past session. The parole board meets next on July 25th. And you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.